Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, you're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Tonight, the interview is with saxophonist Mr. Antoine Knight. He is from Georgia, I believe Atlanta, Georgia. He's a great saxophonist. He has an outstanding career. When I last interviewed him, it was about 13 years ago. No, it wasn't that long ago. It was about 9 years ago. Getting him confused with somebody else, but how could I forget Mr. Antoine Knight? He's a great saxophonist. You haven't heard music until you've heard Mr. Antoine Knight. You have not heard a saxophonist until you heard Mr. Antoine Knight. You haven't heard music until you hear Mr. Antoine Knight. How are you doing this afternoon, sir?
Well, hey, how are you doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. Doing good.
Okay.
Doing what I love to do.
Okay, well, you know, yes, I live here in Georgia, but don't forget now, I'm from Florida now. I was Florida raised.
You're from what part of Florida? I forgot what you told me.
Yeah, I'm not far from Panama City. I'm in a town called Pensacola, Florida. Right, exactly.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's great. So since the last interview about, let's say, 19 years ago, what have you been doing?
Wow. Well, since your time, I produced my latest CD called A Night to Remember. And after that release, I got picked up to go on a world tour with the B.B. King's band out of Memphis, Tennessee. I interviewed with them back in 2016, and they asked me, when can I get to Memphis? And I toured from 2017 to 2019.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The places that I went with the band was all over the Caribbean. I went to Europe. I went to France, Belgium, Copenhagen, and then later on, I toured over in Australia and New Zealand. And then on the third tour, I went back to Europe, and I toured all of Italy and Greece and Portugal. And then before the pandemic hit in 2019, I did a tour of Asia from Singapore, Vietnam, Hong Kong, Tokyo, Nagasaki, and the Philippines, and it was quite of an experience getting to see the world and getting to absorb different cultures and different people and just, you know, to be away from the United States.
Yes, to be away from the United States. So some all the killings and things and with the coronavirus and
right.
All the murders. It must have been a welcome break.
Yes, it was. It was.
Is it that much better other places? Is it better?
I would say this, that those places are okay, but what I've learned, how spoiled people in the United States can be, and, you know, you really need to count your blessings because everybody don't have it like we have it in the United States. But the people over there, they're happy. You know, they're very happy. They're very content. And it was a very nice experience just to interact and people. And they're amazed when you talk to them because, you know, when you open your mouth, they know you from the United States. You know, so they're like, oh, you're American. And it's one of those things to make you realize, you know, how iconic the United States is when it comes to other parts of the, you know, of the world.
Iconic, yes. Iconic, yes. That's a good way of seeing things. I see so much of the bad side sometimes when I'm doing interviews. Sometimes I see the really bad side. And I forget that this is still a great country.
Well, I learned this when I used to always go to Costa Rica, and I used to always go to a beach called Bonita Beach. And I always get my red snapper and beans and rice. And there was always a local guy who had a sack of coconuts. And he would have a machete, and he would slice the coconut, and I'd stick a straw in it, and that would be my drink. But to make a long story short, when I was eating my snapper, you know, it had a lot of bone in it. And I got a revelation about life. Life is like meat and bones. You got to eat the meat, eat what is wholesome for you. And you got to throw away the bones, throw away the things that really cannot elevate or nourish your soul and your spirit. And coming back to the United States, that's one thing that I learned to do. It's like, yes, it's good and bad in everything, but you got to know how to separate the meat from the bones.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I've learned when I first went overseas.
Okay. So you toured with the B.B. King band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was Mr. B.B. King alive at that time?
No, he just passed away. So, but he still has bands that go out and tour and, you know, to honor his music. So I really got a very deep touch with, you know, our roots, which is, you know, blues. And everything that I've learned derived from blues because, you know, blues is our ancestors. Blues is the voice,
yes.
You know, that everybody, especially in the black culture, should understand, you know, and appreciate because that's how all the other genres, you know, of music came from blues, which were slaves, you know, on plantations.
Yes, sir.
Right, who couldn't read or write, and the only way they can express themselves is through song. And it becomes a spirit that, you know, implanted in our DNA. And I really learned that even more, you know, touring with, you know, the band out of Memphis.
Okay. All right. So you're a saxophonist, everyone. Mr. Antoine Knight is a saxophonist. He's the best. He's the best.
Right.
I'm going to let you listen to Antoine Knight, Something About You, which is an official video that he's allowed me to play on my little digital podcast here. And so I'm going to let you listen to a little bit of it, just enough to get you salivating for more. And where can they go buy Something About You, the official audio on YouTube? Where can they go buy it?
Oh, you can always go to Amazon, Spotify. You can always go to Rhapsody. Pretty much all of the gateway outlets, you can purchase, you know, my product or download.
All right, everyone, we're going to listen to Mr. Antoine Knight, Something About You.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Just got through listening to a little bit of Mr. Antoine Knight, Something About You. Mr. Antoine Knight is a saxophonist. He's been a saxophonist for a number of years. How many years have you been a saxophonist, Mr. Knight?
Well, I would say actually this is my 20th year in this career. So I've been playing professionally since 2002.
All right.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like it's been that long.
Okay.
But yeah, it was 2002 when I went at it full time, and I've been around the world since.
Been around the world since. That sounds spectacular. Spectacular. Been around the world. That's great to not interview someone so famous and has been around the world. You're better than Kenny G.
Let's say that Kenny G has his flavor, I have mine. And, you know, when it comes to, you know, being a musician, you know, we all admire and really like other people's styles and like other people's the way they express, because everybody has music. Everybody has something to offer when it comes to any talent they have musically.
All right. Okay. Everyone has talented. All right. Everyone has talent, and you're talented. So basically, you have such a smooth sound. It's such a beautiful sound. It's really jazzy. Jazz. And I love that. I'm sorry about the background noise, about the 60 seconds, everyone. Sometimes it malfunctions, even though I paid what I was supposed to pay everyone. It still malfunctions. Okay, but so do you write your own music?
Yes, I write, or sometimes I co-produce or co-write with other producers. I do that particularly because when you co-write with other producers, everybody has a different style or different signature. That way your music don't sound the same if you did it all yourself, because everybody has a certain writing style.
Go ahead.
Yeah, everybody has a certain writing style. So my latest producer has been Jeff Kennedy, out of Detroit, Michigan. He's a drummer. And I got in touch. Actually, I did a gig with him when I was in Detroit years ago, and we got reconnected through a mutual artist by the name of Willie Bradley, who had two number one Billboard hits just recently. And, you know, Jeff has been you know, producing, you know, the new material and the new music that I have been releasing since coming back from overseas.
Oh, okay. So how long did you tour overseas?
Oh, like I said, I toured from 2017 to 2019.
Oh, okay. And then the pandemic hit.
Yeah.
So I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. What were you doing before that? Who did you play with before 2019?
Well, you know, like I said, I've done shows with Boney James, the late, great Nick Colione, artists like Alfiel Renee, Cindy Bradley, Greg Kouroukas, and Mindy Hebert. I've been on part of shows with those artists who are really one of the staples or big names in the smooth jazz industry. And I did openings for Norman Brown and Gerald Albright. And I've done some shows with, you know, Teddy Riley. I made an appearance on the In the Essence Festival with Teddy Riley back in 2019, when I came off tour. I had just got off tour with the B.B. Kings, and I got called to do a show city and his entourage. That was a nice experience.
Wow. Wow, man, you have come so far. You were always great, though. You were always great.
Well,
you were always a great saxophonist. But you do write some of your music. That's what I want. You do write some of it sometimes.
I've written a lot of my music. 80% of the music that I've got out there, I have written myself.
Oh, you're so talented. You're so talented. You are so talented. Yes, yes. Okay, so we're going to listen to A Night to Remember. We're going to play a little clip of it by Mr. Antoine Knight. He's the saxophonist.
And that's the song that I wrote. I wrote that song, A Night to Remember.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, listen to A Night to Remember. It's on YouTube. You can buy it where?
You can buy it to any major Gateway, Amazon, Rhapsody. You can get it from Spotify. You can get it from all of the major Gateway outlets.
All right, thank you. Everyone, you just got through listening to saxophonist Antoine Knight, A Night to Remember, Gulf Coast 98. So, Mr. Knight, you wrote that.
Yes, Gulf Coast 98 is the main highway that goes from Alabama through Pensacola to Panama City. And Gulf Coast 98 was like a tribute to my hometown because one of the major jazz festivals in the country is called Seabreeze. And that's how I got the name of the song, Gulf Coast 98.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So where can people go to listen to you and see you perform?
Well, right now, just got out of the studio with an upcoming release that will be out next month. I've been pretty excited about it. A lot of my gigs now have been private gigs, with private establishments. So I really have not been playing out that much publicly, and I kind of like it that way because when you don't play out as much publicly, you become more of the, of a demand because everybody is participating to see you. Now, I do have a show that I'm doing coming up in September in Atlanta at the Stockbridge Amphitheater. It is for a fundraiser for South Carolina State University alumni chapter. They have an event, and I will be the opening act for the headliner of Willie Bradley come September 17th.
Okay. So where did you train at? Did you, I mean, where did you go to college at, university? Is this something natural? I mean, where did you learn, when did you pick up a saxophonist, and where did you go to school at? College, university, who did you train with?
Well, I picked up the sax when I was 11, and of course I marched in high school symphonic band, concert band, but in college I pursued a degree in engineering. So I attended the Florida A&M University. And I'm a graduate, and I was also I got a minor in military science as a commissioned Army officer. So I went a total different direction when I was in college. And after college, I picked up the horn as a hobby, and it later became a profession.
And it became a profession.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was your minor in? What was your other degree?
Military science. What it is when you become a commissioned officer, you consider having a double major, a minor in military science, and I served in the military for 20 years. I did a couple of years mobilized and did some trainings and stations at Fort Benning, Fort Bragg, Fort Gordon, did TDY trainings at Fort Blitz, jumped out of planes when I was young and crazy, doing all that stuff, when I was there in the Army. So I did a lot, and I did 20-some years, and I got out about 10 years ago.
Oh, you retired?
Yes.
Okay, did you perform any in the military with your saxophone?
Actually, believe it or not, yes, I did. And when I was there, they were big supporters of me, and I would do various events, especially on ceremonies like the National Anthem. I was always a person in demand, playing for the Army.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But when you got out of the military, did you still perform for the military?
Occasionally I did. And, I still have some friends that I still keep in contact with today.
All right. That's great to hear it. And that is great to know. That's been spectacular. Spectacular. You're so talented. You said you had a new release. Is this it, A Night to Remember by Antoine Knight? A Night to Remember?
No, ma'am. I'm coming out with my new release August the 22nd, and it's called Infatuation, produced by Jeff Kennedy. Now, this song is featured a great guitarist who's really up and coming by the name of J.J. Sanseverino out of New York. We just established a certain type of relationship to where I just had to have him on this recording. So I'm really looking forward to this recording with him. And the name of the song is called Infatuation.
Infatuation. Oh,
yes.
Did you write it?
Actually, this is the only song where I did not write. A producer, he wanted me to listen to this song, and he said, hey, look, man, I think this song got your name all on it. And I listened to it, and I liked it. And he said, man, I really think you should record this. And we got in the studio, and we made it happen. And it's a very, very fine product. Very fine product. I'm very proud of it.
Okay. All right. So you should be. You should be very talented, and you're doing what you love to do. That means that you're happy. You're at a good place. You're at a good place now.
Well, and I don't take that lightly, because you can have all the wealth in the world. You can be in a profession where you make a lot of money. But when you're doing something that you love to do and you have peace at what you're doing, that to me is your true wealth. And you couldn't have said it any better than being happy.
That's good. That's good. That's nice to know that there's happiness, because you hear, like, I just did 4 interviews about a gentleman who was paralyzed. Very troubling. Very troubling. About Christopher Shaw, Mr. Christopher Shaw. Very troubling about Miss Lede and Miss Bobby and Miss Bunny Brown. So keep them in your prayers, Mr. Antoine Knight. He was paralyzed by the police, Mr. Christopher Shaw, in Beaumont, Texas. And he's suing the city of Beaumont, Texas, and Thomas Gillian and Jefferson County Sheriff's Office deputies, Jane and John Doe, went through in Core Help LLC. He's paralyzed probably for the rest of his life. He cannot get, he has not been getting medical treatment either, because he couldn't afford it, and he was an able-bodied black man. So it's great to hear that you are doing great. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. All right, we're going to end the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. I'm still saying that the federal government needs to pay black people relocation fees, move to safer parts of America, even out the country if they so desire. I'm also saying that Beaumont, Texas, and places like Beaumont, Texas, I understand Beaumont, Texas, over 117,000 people. There are just too many dead bodies there. All right, everyone, you're listening to Mr. Antoine Knight. This is Too Cool, and it was released on YouTube July 25th, 2020, it's called Antoine Knight, Blow the Horn. And it's Antoine Knight, Too Cool. Thank you. All right, everyone, you've been this one night, Mr. Antoine Knight, Too Cool, Blow the Horn. His new single, Too Cool, was from Walk the Walk CD. It was released July 25, 2012 on YouTube. All right, Mr. Knight, I thank you for coming on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. I look forward to having you back. One day, when you get a chance, I'd like to receive an autographed copy of some of your music.
Okay, and when you're in Atlanta, I understand you said you will be there pretty soon.
Yes, sir, I will be celebrating my birthday and over 1,400 interviews.
Okay, well, great.
Well, over 1,400.
Great, outstanding. Great, outstanding, Angela.
Thank you. Yes, sir, and hopefully you can be there. Hopefully you can come celebrate with me.
Okay.
I'm expecting a few people to be there, you'd like to come by and, celebrate with me, that would be great.
Okay, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Queen of Show Talk. Angela Bowen, to interview tonight was with Mr. Antoine Knight. Mr. Antoine Knight is a saxophonist, and as you heard, a great saxophonist. When his new CD comes out, August 27th, his new single, I don't know if it's a CD or a single, I believe it's a CD, and it will be released on, what would it be released at, Mr. Antoine?
On all the major download platforms from Apple, iTunes, Rhapsody, CD Baby, you name it. It'd be on all the major download applications.
Yes, sir. Where can they go to hear you at, perform at, again, one more time?
Well, in Atlanta, I have a big show that I'm doing for a concert series with Willie Bradley coming up September 17th at the Stock Bridge in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming on the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Everyone, have a good night.
Good night.
Uh-huh.